Texas does not run on oil and gas. Water is the true lifeblood of its economy, Sarah Schlesinger, Texas Water Foundation. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. On August 20, 2024, FAR, Texas, became the center of a critical dialogue on the future of water in the Rio Grande Valley. The Deep South Texas State of Water Symposium, led by State Representative Terry Canales and State Senator Juan Chuy Hinojosa, convened diverse stakeholders to address the region's mounting water challenges. With population growth, extreme weather events, and complex international water agreements making water management an urgent issue, the symposium aimed to foster actionable solutions to ensure a sustainable water future. Among the many voices at the symposium, Sarah Schlesinger, CEO of the Texas Water Foundation, delivered a compelling keynote that resonated deeply with attendees. Schlesinger emphasized the importance of diversifying water sources as a critical strategy to secure the region's future. When we first started chatting with Chairman Terry Canales, what he said really lingered with me. How do we find water security for the region independent of international treaties and hurricanes? And I thought that is the right sentiment. Schlesinger's speech laid plain the challenges Texas faces as a high water risk state. Texas does not run on oil and gas, she stated, challenging a common misconception. It runs on water, and that includes the economy. She highlighted that while Texas is known for its oil and gas, water is the true lifeblood of its economy. The state has always been at high water risk due to its susceptibility to droughts, floods, and aging infrastructure. Texas has always been a high water risk state, and we will always be a high water risk state, she asserted, emphasizing the need for proactive water management strategies. In addressing the current state of Texas's water resources, Schlesinger pointed out, there are a couple of things that are new about Texas, though, as you all heard already. Not only are we experiencing enormous population growth here in the region, but as a state, we are also seeing a significant shift in our demographics. The 70% population growth that we are currently seeing in Texas is mostly happening in our urban growth corridors, particularly in areas referred to as the Texas Triangle, between Dallas, Houston, and the Austin-San Antonio region. Of course, there are other urban growth corridors, such as those in the Panhandle and here in the region as well. And where those people are going has everything to do with where water will also be demanded. One of the key challenges discussed by Schlesinger was the reliance on traditional water sources and the risks associated with this dependency. Water security is a lot like financial security, she noted. We diversify your portfolio to reduce risk. She drew a parallel between financial investment strategies and water management, stressing the need for a diversified approach to water sourcing. According to Schlesinger, Texans primarily get their water from public utilities, which rely on groundwater and surface water rights. However, she stressed the importance of expanding this mix to include other strategies such as desalination, water reuse, and conservation. Depending on the size of that public water utility and their ability to fund it, they may have diverse strategies like reef or desalination or any other ones, she explained. This diversification is not just an option but a necessity for enhancing water security. More than half of our future water supply is projected to come from conservation, reuse, and efficiency, Schlesinger highlighted. She urged attendees to consider the long-term implications of water management decisions, emphasizing that efficiency and conservation will play pivotal roles in meeting the state's future water needs. In terms of all of the water that we're going to need to meet the state's growing demands to maintain our place in the global economy, half of it will need to come from a lot more efficiency, reuse, and conservation, she added. Schlesinger's message was clear. Texas must act now to secure its water future. We are facing increasing water risk, she warned, pointing out the urgent need for action in both policy and practice. The symposium was not just about discussing problems but also about galvanizing action. Schlesinger called for a collective effort to address the challenges head-on, focusing on sustainable and diversified water management strategies. She also stressed the importance of community engagement and education in water conservation efforts. As we think about generally how we get our water and what we need to do to reduce risk, I want to encourage you to keep this in mind, Schlesinger urged. Engaging communities and fostering a culture of water stewardship will be vital in building a sustainable future. The Deep South Texas State of Water Symposium was a vital platform for discussing the critical water issues facing the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. Schlesinger's emphasis on diversifying water sources provided a strategic roadmap for addressing these challenges. As Texas continues to experience rapid growth and changing demographics, the need for a comprehensive and proactive approach to water management has never been more pressing. Schlesinger's words resonated with urgency and hope. Texas is currently experiencing a 70% population growth, concentrated mainly in our urban growth corridors, she emphasized. We also know that the demands will go up not only because of this population increase but also due to the businesses that are expanding along with them. Unfortunately, our existing water supplies are under stress and likely to decrease, she reminded the audience. The path forward, she made clear, will require innovation, investment, and a commitment to a diversified water strategy to ensure that Texas continues to thrive.